Well, I was thinking, I was concerned a little bit, John, this, on the grain thing, you know, down reactive, but in a drop in the Midwest, and that's what caused it in the first place. You see, it really didn't cause it. Now, there'll be other events that could cause it, but it's going to be a grain deal.
And the grain deals, that's why I don't think we want to
overreact.
It's kind of like the CBS thing last night, kind of grounded the other way. It is a complex.
The big companies lost money.
As John points out, it is a complex.
And Bob, you'll start on one thing I did so that you can pass to John. He mentioned cargo yesterday, and I would have thought he would have praised this myself, but since he didn't, I will. In order to cover that one in advance, be sure that the rookies out the cargo lost its ass. Here's the firm that Mitchell was in, and that I was in. And cargo, our own firm, lost its goddamn ass. But in that curfew, or its hands have been somebody else. I put that out, it was the firm open up for that, let them put that out. But quite often, cargo, a major grain trader, lost its ass. I mean, it's very basically heavily Republican view of the very conservative. We know James good thing, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, I think.
Lay the groundwork first, get it out
first. Yeah,
first.
Get it out first so they don't react.
Right.
To the other, because they did lose their pot of money, according to John.
Bob, I think it is true. I think the whole New York area is infested with a bunch of left-wing assholes.
There's no question about that.
Are we absolutely, so I know whether it's true or not.
It is true.
I want to let rain those people, because we've been blaming the network, we've got to start blaming the agencies. But is it a whole group that are together in service?
Absolutely.
You make it up.
They can have a direction.
Yes, a direction. I'm going to get it in, and I'm going to rein their ass. I use the, I guess we didn't have any success with Kennedy Mac.
Not last.
They're still trying.
I don't, yeah, for sure. What, I haven't seen it this morning.
Check. Guess we've got to go after.
It is, well, yeah, we ought to hit the agencies. What we also ought to do after the election is hit some advertisers.
Yeah, big companies.
Yep. Just make the point to them that don't let the agencies give you the bullshit about getting along with Congress. You've got a worse problem getting along with the executive.
That's right.
And if you want to get along with the executive, we'll be looking at some of these things.
That's right.
We need media supported that do this. And it isn't just the Saturday Evening Post.
I know.
It's the Hearst newspapers and the New York Daily News. Well, of course, they buy the Daily News. They support the half of it because it's got the circulation. But it's, you got to invest a little in some of these, you know, the George Putnam shows.
That's right.
And people like that.
Well, we got, let me say, have one of your secret guys give me a list of the good conservative television, radio, and other things so that we can help. You can't be that very specific with these assholes.
Sure.
We're going to be goddamn.
Well, this is part of our project of building the new establishment thing. This is what we got to do. We got to get some commentators on the air that aren't on now. That, I mean, well, let's move on. Let's put her plane on the air somewhere.
You're goddamn right.
Okay. Well, get some on it and
go on. Well, here's some assholes around. I was thinking, you know, to show you, you see that you can already build up in the news summary that Pearson and the others are giving some of it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think they're correct?
No, and they have no chance of selling that build up because the guy's on television every night.
Well, that's, you think he does
matter on television?
What did you think of the build-up? You know, the Pearson in the Los Angeles Times talks that he's the second coming.
Huh? He's your stories.
Huh?
Yeah.
If you look at the comic books and so forth,
mine's typical. Pearson, you expect, the only times you expect it isn't, I don't think it's surprising at all.
No, I just get it. You don't consider it there.
I think they're doing it. Same as Pearson's always been. Pearson's been jobbing this for 4 years. I never had a story he writes on us is negative.
That's right. Always.
I can't. I've raised it with Vermont Royster. And,
as you say, he's a great reporter. He's not a great reporter.
He's not. Well.
Well.
He is.
He is. The way he stops it and gets into talking to Ehrlichman and
Bias, way that he
operates and Jared and everybody, you know, he gets into talking to everybody. My God,
that's everybody. I know those bastards. And you take on the guys on the other side, the U.S. News guys, you have poor old Howard Norton, and he goes around dropping his pencil and Jack Sutherland, who has to be the dumbest guy in the entire press
corps, didn't range too much.
And I don't think he's with us either. I think he's basically against us. Yeah, he plays it the other way a little bit.
I was good, but it was more well, than I think, though. Maybe it was delivered, but did we tell him to have lunch at the time line people were interested in it?
No, sir. Never.
Now, there he is. He was out for 3 hours.
Mine was addressed to Mr. John Mueller. and I thought I'd drop a note to Kay Gray and say with her usual accuracy, wait a this.
Not that it's processing, but the Rogers has it. Or has it?
Oh, no. They haven't been that, they've just ignored it. But they've been, you know, they've been nasty to our foreign policy.
Oh, Henry, he should be doing. Of course, he used to be their lawyer. Why did that name of that? You know what he's thinking of? I guess being their lawyer again.
Damn right.
He's not going to pick it up the jets anymore. Let me say this. This is one we're going to be gut and cold on. I want it frozen beyond any capacity. Now, I want you to get around. Incidentally, I wouldn't mind calls going to Captain Peoples that we don't want them to go. Is that clear? I really think so.
Yeah.
Captain people we can talk to.
Yeah.
The president would feel very, that's a field we should attend this, even though the secretary has his reasons. But this is not a reform. The president is not this. I don't know how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
We should go another way. I have to be considered. Huh? I'll be together as busy as you can.
Because
I thought it was 11 o'clock. No, sir, it's an end. Oh, my, it's straight. I didn't know. Oh, go ahead.
We just got a message from the Northwest Ministry of the PRD side considers that the next meeting, which should last three days, is of vital importance, and that it is time to take a clear decision concerning the orientation of the negotiations. Either both sides will arrive at an agreement on the essentials of the questions which have been raised, thus permitting the realization of the schedule of the negotiations already understood between the two parties. That is to say, to end the war and sign the global accord toward the end of October 1972, or even earlier, which would be better. Or both sides will not be able to agree. The negotiation will remain at an impasse, and the war will be prolonged, in which case the American side must accept the responsibility. If the American side really desires to opt for the first orientation of the negotiations and find rapidly a peaceful solution to the Vietnam problem, the next meeting must see a real effort. For its
part,
no, for its side, the DRB side will study in detail the 27th proposition of the American side and will attend the next meeting in a constructive spirit and with a very serious attitude in a maximum effort to arrive at an agreement on the essentials with the American side. They have never done this, and this is, you know, unprovoked.